File number 1613. Letter from Captain Kara Resnick, EDC, to Eva Reyes. Recovered on her body at EDC headquarters, New York, New York.
Hi, Eva. I told Vincent to give you this when you were ready, so I don't know if you're 10 or 30. I hope I've been gone at least a little while. I'd like for this to be a good moment. I don't want it to be sad. Yes, I'm gone if you're reading this letter, but I was very much alive when I wrote it. I don't think I've ever felt more alive. I found you. I'm in Cuba. The sun is about to set. It's been insanely hot and muggy all day, but a nice breeze just picked up a minute ago. It feels... I don't really know what I'm feeling. I'm scared, for you and for me. I'm also excited, full of hope. It's an odd mix of good and bad, the calm before the storm. I'm looking at you right now. That's a lie. I'm looking at the window where they're keeping you. But I know you're in there. I saw you today with them. You were so tiny next to those men. You must have been terrified. But there was such resilience, such defiance in your eyes. I know that look. I miss your father right now. I want to share this with him. I want him to see what I see. I want him to see you. He's Plan B. If all goes well, you'll never have to read this, and I'll just bring you home. I'm hoping there's a home to bring you back to, but one thing at a time. Earth is being attacked by alien forces, and there's a strong possibility all of us will be dead soon. Rough week. I should be aboard Themis right now, fighting back, but I came to find you instead. I'd be lying if I said I thought about it for a long time and it seemed like the right choice. I didn't choose. I just left. You're not alone, Eva. You just don't know it yet. I'll keep you safe, and if I can't, Vincent will. I seriously hope it's me. I'd rather not die, obviously, but I also have a plan. No one dies in my plan. If I fail, and your father is the one who comes to find you, I don't think he'll care who lives or dies. He'll machete his way through an entire army if that's what it takes. I have to warn you, Eva. Your dad is one big pain in the ass. He's stubborn, doesn't listen. He thinks he's smarter than everyone. He often is, but that's not really the point. And you're probably more mature now than he'll ever be. Of course, there's a flip side to that. He'll play with you not because he wants to please you. He'll play because he loves to play. His heart is even bigger than his ego, if you can imagine. He'll protect you when you don't need to be protected. He'll jump in front of a train for you. He won't think twice. He'll do it because it would kill him if anything happened to you. He'll make stupid calls, that I can promise you. It won't be long before you're the grown-up in the family. I need to ask a favor of you. I want you to take care of him for me. You're just a kid, but I've seen you go through hell, and I know you can overcome anything. He can't. Not anymore. You have to be there for him. You have to protect him. From danger. From himself. More than anything, you have to live. You've lost a parent. You've lost three of them if you're reading this. Trust me when I say that Vincent won't survive losing a child. So when you're my age and he still treats you like you're 10... When he turns the entire world upside down to make sure you're okay. When he does something incredibly stupid because he's worried about you, let him. Don't change who you are. Don't become something you're not. But let him have his moments. Be his little girl from time to time. He'll need that. He'll need you more than you can understand. He's been waiting for you his whole life. The sun's going down. Looks like you'll spend the night. There's this little bar across the street. I think I'll have a mojito, watch the sunset, and call it a day. So long, Eva. I'll see you soon. Kara.